Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the studio today at KVNF with Mariah Woods. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Mariah, you're from Paonia.
Yeah, it goes back a little further, but my family moved to Paonia in 2008.
Okay.
Yes.
And you just told me that you've been living in Poland for 5.5 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Where in Poland?
I am in the eastern part of Poland, a couple hours from the Ukrainian border and about 2 hours southeast of Warsaw. I've played 41 gigs this year in Poland, and including when I came back last February, and also in Slovakia.
And you put out a new album. I read it was recorded in May, mm-hmm. also in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And you just released your new album called Old Boy, and
that's right.
That came out September 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it's excellent.
Thank you.
Talk to me about your new album, Old Boy.
The album is inspired by the struggles that my father went through. He struggled very deeply with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, and alcoholism. Inevitably, it took his life. And I, as his daughter, his blood, I have also struggled with similar things. And so when my father passed, it really helped me to just start digging deep and realize what I need to work on myself. And when I started opening up, some people started contacting me and saying, whoa, I had a very similar experience, or I'm struggling in this way as well. And it kind of made me understand and realize that I need to start opening up more about this. And so this song is called Break the Chains, and it's about that sort of genealogical cycle that we go through, and those are just transferred through our offspring, those traumas and things like this. And so it's just kind of my conscious decision to try to break those chains.
Come from a bad place, and it's taking us long to realize these genes that need to be broken in order to survive. These genes of toxic worlds colliding, it must end. These genes of toxic worlds colliding, it must end. Maybe I know you like the back of my own hand. Your history is not as unique as you might think. There's millions of people who are on the brink. There's millions of fathers who like to really drink. There's millions of babies who cry alone. People overcome with depression, mothers and fathers who fight with obsession, mental disorders that can't find a home. We want to live together, but we've never been shown. We all just want to be loved. We all just need to be loved. We all just want to be loved. We all just need to be loved. These chains that need to be broken in order to
That was a song called Break the Chains off of Mariah Wood's new album, Old Boy. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. We'll get back to my interview with Mariah Woods. That was powerful.
Thanks.
And raw.
Thank you.
And brave. Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, your one lyric, it's not that unique. Obviously, a lot of people are struggling with depression and anxiety.
I mean, I've had some discussions, borderline arguments with people about the idea of our problems are the same. We are not that unique. There's this one line I remember in Fight Club. It's like, you are not a unique little snowflake. And I think when I was younger, I was like, I am so different and I am so unfixable and my problems are so terrifying and whatever. You will never understand me. Mm-hmm. And as I got older, it's like, okay, my story is unique to myself and my experience, but the results, you know, of sadness or depression or addiction or substance abuse in any form or self-abuse in any form, you know, those are very, very, very similar. And it all stems from some form of trauma. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. And I feel like just recently people have kind of been more open to digging into that trauma.
Yeah.
And even acknowledging that it exists. This is just my experience, what I've seen in the people in my life and, you know, all of my friends on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some really amazing posts, you know, just from friends, just, I don't know, coming out or expressing the struggles that they've had or something like this. And for me, that's so powerful because they don't have to feel like they will be judged for that, because it's generally very private and you can think about what you're going to say. And to a certain extent, it does remind me of kind of like an Al-Anon or AA or ACOA meeting where there's no crosstalk. You know, you express yourself and you have this safe space where you feel okay to share what you're going to share. So I respect and I love social media for that, that it's given us this platform to express ourselves. Mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah. Break the Chains, the song you just played. The line in there, and you say it, I think, at the beginning and also at the end, we all just want to be loved. We all just need to be loved. And what does that look like for you? Or what's your hope for that?
I think it's this hope and understanding that there will be somebody, anybody there who will just accept us the way that we are. Right at the end, it says, there are mental disorders that can't find a home. We want to live together, but we've never been shown, because our parents, our ancestors have also been sick and they've been guarded and they weren't educated how to transfer this love properly. And this true, honest acceptance of their offspring, or true, honest acceptance of themselves. And I think that that's where that stems from.
Yeah. Talk to me about this album as a whole.
So the story begins with very, very, very deep sadness and loss, because my father passed away. You know, living abroad, especially receiving that information, was very, very challenging. And I think that we were all a bit, not blinded, but we were all just not paying attention to the reality of the situation. You know, because he was very, 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 very ill. And I think that there was, in the very back of our minds, we were like, this is going to happen someday, but we don't want to acknowledge it. And so when it finally happened, it was just flipped my world completely upside down. 2018 was a completely lost year. And I came home. I stayed very strong to help put everything together, funeral and everything, with my family. And it was a very beautiful experience, because we were surrounded by loved ones. And, you know, regardless of the problems that my father had, there was a lot of spirituality and there was a lot of love in our family. So I'm so grateful for that, because some people aren't so lucky. And so the story begins just with this anger, the sadness and anger of addiction taking somebody. It opens up with Old Boy. And Old Boy is this, like, you know, this man who has never quite mentally grown up, and he's stuck in his traumas and things like this. And I'm just begging, why can't you just be here with us? And but then I take a look at myself and I realize that I'm actually not that different. And so it's the process of grieving. It's the process of grieving the loss of a loved one, but it's also the process of digging into oneself, digging into myself, realizing that I'm not that different. And then finding a lot of hope in that in the end, because I want to make a change.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to Old Boy.
Boy, where'd you go so long? Where'd you go so wrong? Where'd you go so long? Old friend, sit down on your knees, and I see you begging for some sanity.
That was the title track, Old Boy, off of Mariah Wood's new album that came out just late this year, 2019. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with Mariah Woods, who's in town for the holidays.
Hi.
Hi. you recorded this last album at Mustache Ministry Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Do all the people there have mustaches?
There was just one person. He is the sound engineer, producer, depending on the project, of course. He really helped me a lot in some of the additions and things like this. So he helped me produce this one. And he does mixing and mastering. And he does have a mustache. I think it's like a little baby mustache. But
well,
he's got one.
Seems appropriate. Talk to me about recording this song with a full band. And I was telling you, I love the richness of mm-hmm. this song.
This studio for me is very, very special because everything that I have recorded in Poland that has been released has been through this studio. And so I feel very at home there. All of the projects that the material that I released with my previous band, The Feral Trees, was also released there as well. My previous album, solo album, under the name Mariah Woods was recorded there. And then I did some other like vocal additions for other groups that were also working there too. So it's a very, very safe space. And I decided to do this album there as well because of that comfort that I felt just being there. And it was an incredibly emotional process because, you know, me and my band had got together and the core members are me and my drummer, Michał Głos. And he and I have been working together for 5 years and we have recently taken on a new bassist. His name is Spiszek Funk, which actually is his like a stage name. And Polish people always think that I'm pronouncing it wrong because the original name is Zbyszek. But I say Spiszek because it's a play off his last name anyway. It's not important. But I'm so happy to have him with us because he's extremely talented. And then when we had finished recording most of the material, I called a friend. I was like, I feel like there's something missing. And I called him up and I said, hey, would you like to join us on guitar? He's a very talented guitarist. His name is Grzegorz Wyjak. And he very, very gladly came and joined us. I'm so grateful that he was with us there in the end to add some of that character with his guitar. It was just such an emotional and magical process. The very first night after recording, I started writing this other song that maybe I'll record someday in the future, but the song, one of the lyrics in the chorus is, please visit me in my dreams. And that's kind of like asking my father, like, come on, man, come talk to me. Like, let me know how you're doing. And that night I fell asleep and I had this dream, and it was the very first dream about him that I had where he actually looked me in my eyes. It was intense. I was like traveling under the ocean in some subway, and then I arrived like in an airport and my mother was standing at my right, and I was like, holy crap, my mother has come to surprise me here. This is wonderful. You know, thank you for your support and your love. And my mother then presented me with like this diploma. I don't know what it said. But then my mother, with like her beautiful blue eyes, she just smiled calmly at me and then looked down the hall, and I could see my father. He had just come around the corner and he was standing there, and he just started to approach me, and I just absolutely collapsed and I was sobbing in his arms, and he gave me the energy of, I'm just so proud of you. And I, because I was overwhelmed with emotion, it woke me up. And I just spent the next 30 minutes of that morning just sobbing with joy.
Yeah.
So that was a really magical way to start the recording process. And from there, I just felt more stronger than I had previously. So
wow. We should mention here that the cover of your newest album, Old Boy, is a photograph of your father.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this photo. It's so candid
to
me. Yeah,
it's very intimate. And there were a few different options that I had going around in my viewfinders of old pictures. But this one for me was just the most intimate and the most raw. I liked that one. I think my mother took it back in 87 or something like that.
Yeah. What other songs do you have for us?
I started experimenting with delays on my last album. And while I was working with the Feral Trees, and I used a lot of delays and a lot of effects on this album vocally and with my instrument as well. This is Of Fate. Of hate.
myself. Oh, fate. And I wanted you to forgive me, but I was just too scared to ask if you're okay. But now it's too late. When you to love yourself, it's too late. When you to see how beautiful you are. Crying in the night, 'cause I'm gripping at the side of another person's life. It's love, it's hate, it's remorse, it's fate. And I wanted you to
a song called Of Fate by Mariah Woods off her newest album called Old Boy. I'm Corey Stanton. You're listening to Talkin' Music, and we have Mariah Woods live in the studio.
Live in the studio.
Yeah. The first time I listened to this, I thought, and I don't think that you sound like Alanis Morissette, but the same kind of inflection or some kind of, I was driving when I was listening to it, and I thought of, you know, the song that's, and I'm here to remind you. And she's just
Maybe Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah. She's unleashing.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel you are with your music.
That's cool. Thank you. I think Old Boy, these songs for me, it was the first time that I've really let loose. And I think it was kind of like after all of this stuff happened, I was like, what have I got to lose? And I'm so grateful that I have this outlet of music, because I don't know what I would do. And I know that there's so many people out there suffering and they have no idea where to put that. So I try to put it into the music. And I think the more that I do this, the more real and honest that I want to be with myself. As I do it more, the less it starts to become about me, you know, standing on stage, you know, like kind of crunched over playing to myself, and more with my arms out wanting to give it all to the people that are listening, because it's not about me anymore.
You mentioned that you have a new song, an unreleased song that you're going to perform for us. Talk to us about the song.
So after the story of Old Boy came to a close, the album had been recorded, and I was sitting in my living room in Poland, and I was just like, okay, so I'm filled with all of this hope and love, and I want to share that with people. And I don't want to be standing up on stage just like doing it by myself, because I'm not doing it by myself anymore, because I have that recognition that I'm not alone. But I also know that there's so many people out there who are suffering and struggling, and I want to reach into them, and I want to let them know, and I want to look in their eyes and let them know that we're not alone. So I wrote the song, one, as a way to connect with the audience and as a way to share an experience of oneness, that we are all one. And so when I'm performing this in concert, I start with the main riff, and then I teach the audience how to join me. And they'll join me right in the beginning and then a couple other places during the song. And then right at the end, we all chant together in sort of a mantra. We are all one. And then the music fades and we're just singing that alone together. And I usually will just walk off stage and stop singing into the microphone and we're just standing there together. For me, it's an incredible experience because I don't want it to be me and them. It's us.
Close your eyes and tell me who you are inside your mind. We are connected at all sides, and it's just a matter of time to see that we are all one. We are all one. I want to know you. I want to see who you really are. And we are captivated. Perceive the light. Will I embrace you, darkness? I embrace you, light. I embrace you, suffering. I embrace you, life. 'Cause we are all one. We are all one. And we are captivated.
That was an unreleased song called One by Mariah Woods. I love that you were inspired to write and create this song.
Yeah, it was like, okay, book closed. It was like I said everything that I had to say. Oh, but now another chapter is opening. Great, here we go.
Yeah. I just want to thank you for what you're doing, because you sharing how you truly feel opens up the opportunity for others to be okay with where they're at too.
Thank you. I want nothing more in the world than to just help somebody feel less alone in their suffering or in their joy or in the moment. Yeah. Through my music. So thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, I'm happy I got to do an interview with you.
It's so awesome to be here, back here, because every year that I come home, I have gotten to sit with Ali. So it's really great to have you here, Corey, to continue the legacy. And it's been just such a wonderful and honest and raw moment.
And you're in town for a little bit. Yep. Tell our listeners where they might be able to see you perform.
The first concert that I'll be playing will be in Montrose on the 28th of December. And then you'll be able to catch a couple songs here in Paonia at the Black Eyed Pea Jamboree on January 1st. I don't remember exactly what time I'm playing, but somewhere towards the end of the evening. So I'll be participating in that. And then I will be going on down to Dolores, Colorado, and I'm going to be playing at the DRB, the Dolores River Brewery there. And then also a house concert with some old friends. And that area is like where I started performing. And I was joining in some open mics because I was living down there. And so this will be the first time that I'll be back since then.
Cool.
So I'm super nervous and I'm super excited. And then I'll be coming back up here and I'll be playing at Louis on the 9th of January. And then I'll be finishing on the 18th of January at Cavalcade in Fruita.
Cool. I'll tell my Fruita friends to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Cool. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Be sure to visit kvnf.org for more of our original programming and for a direct link to Mariah Wood's newest album, Old Boy. Thank you for listening.